The husband of commentator Rebecca Sanderlin is a member of that volunteer army. Later this month, he's scheduled to return home from his second tour in Afghanistan. Sanderlin sent us this open letter to him.
Dear Bobby, I feel like you've been in a coma for the last 8 months, and now it's my job to fill you in on all the things you missed. For you, the flight over here must feel like time travel. Only a C-130 flies much slower than a DeLorean. They should hang a sign at the base in Kandahar that says, "You are now leaving the 11th century." I remember what it was like when you came home last time. On the drive back to our house, you kept remarking on how strange it was to see traffic lights and drivers actually obeying traffic laws. You insisted that we stop for sushi. Never mind that I'd been cooking for 2 days and made a whole spread of welcome home foods. You wanted sushi because, as you reminded me, you can't get fresh raw fish in the desert. You were irritated by the loudness of our life, the traffic, the hum of lights, the television, the radio. And then you were irritated by all the people who wanted to welcome you home, the neighbors, friends, and family. I had to keep reminding myself that you were a time traveler. So here's what you missed on this deployment. Our little boy grew 4 inches, and now he talks in sentences. He's very funny, and he's learned to manipulate me. He sleeps with us now. He was so sad every night and asking for you, so I let him climb into our bed, and he stayed. But don't worry, he knows who you are. We have your pictures all over the house, and I quiz him on it. Still, I should warn you that he calls all men daddy. It's creepy, and it makes me look white trashy when he does it at Walmart, but I'm hoping we can break him of that, too. We have a big new deck and a screen porch on the back of the house. Happy Father's Day. Your name is on the loan, too. The boy across the street joined the National Guard and is supposed to go to Iraq soon. Mrs. Scornwalker still takes her morning and evening strolls past our house and tisks us for not edging the lawn. The guy who used to ride in the golf cart when he took out his chocolate lab doesn't come out much anymore. Otis, the dog, ate some tainted food a few months ago and died. While you were gone, pet food got tainted and made lots of dogs sick, and we learned that thousands of kids' toys had lead base paint, something to do with China. Brittany and K-Fed got divorced, and now the world is pulling for K-Fed. Seriously. Paris Hilton went to jail for a month or so. That guy from NSYNC finally came out of the closet. You missed a Will Ferrell movie, but now we can get it on DVD. We'll pick up some sushi to eat while we watch it. I haven't eaten any since you left. Let me know what day you're coming home. I saved the welcome home banner from the last time. I want to roll it out and hang it over the door. Again. I love you, Rebecca.
Rebecca Sanderlin writes a blog for the Fayetteville Observer. Her husband is completing his second tour in Afghanistan.